Hi, welcome to Mind Body Skills. My name is Tom Seaborn. All right, the mind is so important in improving performance of your clients. You have to adjust their activation. You don't want them to be too bored or too excited. If they're stretching, you want them to be relaxed. If they're attempting a one repetition max, you want them to be pumped up. So help them to do that. And they have to be focusing on the proper cues. For example, a football player, a quarterback, he has to have a broad external focus so he can see the field and be able to see someone trying to tackle him. Whereas an indoor cyclist, he can have a narrow internal focus. So he's focusing on his body, focusing on how he feels, on his pedal stroke. So you can see there's broad external and narrow internal, and you can have all kinds of variations of each to help improve your client's performance. So if you want to improve your client's activation, meaning to get them pumped up, number one, make sure they warm up, of course. And then some of your clients will want to listen to their favorite music. In fact, that works great. They can imagine themselves as fast, as powerful, you know, and really strong. And then for some of your clients, they might have to kind of pretend that they have a crowd watching them. Or, you know, even the fact that you're there with them, there's a term in sports psychology, it's called social facilitation, meaning just by you being there, it increases their performance, just by you watching them. Now, to decrease your client's activation, you know, tell them to be mindful, you know, focus on their breath, breathe from their belly, diaphragmatic breathing. A good technique is they could put their right hand on their chest and their left hand on their abdominal area, and breathe so that only their left hand moves, and that's called diaphragmatic breathing. They could also repeat calming words to themselves like, I'm going to be relaxed, I'm going to be focused. And then you can actually teach them a technique called progressive relaxation where they contract. For example, right now, go ahead and squeeze your hands into fists, 1, 2, 3, and relax, and feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. And now, go ahead and bring your shoulder blades, your scapula, bring them together, 1, 2, 3, so you're retracting your scapula, and then relax. Feel that difference. And now press your heels into the floor, so you're contracting your quad, glutes, and hamstrings, 1, 2, 3, and relax, and feel the difference. So you go through the entire body, contracting and relaxing muscles, until your client knows what it feels like to be truly relaxed. This relaxation response brings about a whole variety of great side effects. Number one, it reduces blood pressure. It reduces your respiratory rate. So you're breathing you're not breathing from your chest. You're breathing easy from your diaphragm. Your heart rate slows down and your oxygen consumption actually decreases during these moments. Now let's say your client wants to improve their performance, whether it's a weightlifting one repetition max, or they want to be able to stretch a little bit further than usual. They can visualize themselves, and the way to do that is to think in pictures. So they should be in a calm, quiet environment, and they should try to use all of their senses and visualize themselves in full color and detail. First of all, you know, they could imagine themselves as if they're watching themselves on TV, like imagine themselves doing a one repetition max bench press. But the most beneficial form of imagery is called internal imagery, and this one is where you get all of your senses involved. So it's not like you're watching yourself on TV, but it's as if you're actually doing it. So if you're using internal imagery, you can feel the cold steel bar, you can hear the clang of the weights, you can feel your muscles contract as you're lifting the weight off of the rack, you can smell the salty air of the gym. So you get all of your senses involved. And that has actually proven to improve performance, because it's kind of like practicing in your mind, and if you practice in your mind often enough, then it enhances the mind-to-muscle connections, that the neural pathways, so when you actually perform, you'll be better when you perform. So have your client always imagine performing well when they use imagery. You know, they should practice imagery regularly. We did studies at University of North Texas showing that it's just like any skill. If you practice imagery, it improves, just like practicing any other skill that you do. And there's a huge placebo effect, meaning believe that it works, and it has more likely of an effect that it works. And finally, have your clients stay relaxed and focused when they perform their imagery. You know, when your client can learn to regulate their activation levels, meaning not being too bored or too excited, you know, being at what they call the proper level of activation, there's what's called a Yerkes-Dodson law, where it's an inverted U, where if you're too relaxed, you're not going to perform well. If you're too excited, you're not going to perform well, so it has to be just right. And if your client focuses on the proper cues, meaning, you know, broad, narrow, internal, or external, then they can be in a state called flow. A researcher called Csikszentmihalyi termed flow a state where everything is automatic, where you're not trying too hard, where everything feels right. And maybe you've been there, you know, kind of like that magic moment in the zone where everything is perfect, where you're hitting a baseball and it looks like a basketball. And that's what we want with our clients, to help them get into that flow state. So when your client begins her workout, she should scan her body. Is she relaxed? Is she focusing on the proper cues? And then help her either associate or dissociate. Research shows that if a client associates, meaning really gets into what they're doing, you know, focusing on that mind-to-muscle connection, so that contraction of the muscle is what they're thinking about, not focusing on the TV show in the background and not talking to someone in the middle of their reps, that association is a more powerful tool for enhancing performance than dissociation, where, again, just using music or some other kind of distractions to keep you away from thinking about what you're doing, kind of like trying to keep you away from thinking about the pain. So and you'll see in the PowerPoint presentation, there's a description of how to use this association using a stair climbing movement. And you know, go give that a try, see if it works for you. So four things to remember regarding the research. Number one, practice is important if you're using imagery. Number two, the research shows that relaxation and imagery combined is better than either relaxation and imagery alone. Three, we found that guided imagery is better than self-suggestion. So in other words, if you have a researcher or somebody taking you through the technique, it works better than trying to do it yourself. And four, an individualized program, meaning try to find out what really moves your client, you know, what helps your client focus, what helps them to relax. You know, the individualized approach is better than a packaged approach to improving performance. So that covers pretty much all you need to know. And again, watch the videos, and we'll see you during the next lecture.